Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Time for Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin, sitting across Eugene Choi, CEO and co-founder of Collab Asia. Are you a fan of Nas Daily? Or maybe like me, you browse YouTube, you have your favorite influencer channels that you're always drifting towards. Well, Nas and many other content creators were congregating in Singapore as part of an online media convention, VidCon. So were senior executives from digital platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, Weibo. Wow, the list goes on, don't they? So VidCon was a big part of why my guest is joining me today in Singapore. Eugene Choi is CEO and co-founder of Collab Asia. They're a digital media company, and they just revealed that they've raised $7.5 million in Series B funding, and they're looking to further expand their footprint here in Asia. And they're also Collab Asia, one of the driving forces of VidCon for this year. So Eugene, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. So Collab Asia manages over 1,800 YouTube channels. They collectively have 155 million subscribers and 2.5 billion monthly views. So first up, maybe for the listeners, what does Collab Asia do for creators?
So basically, we work with creators and we help them maximize their financial and creative potential. So what that means is we help them make as much money as they can with the content that they create across all the multiple social media platforms.
And how do you do this?
Well, probably the main way is through their YouTube channel. So out of all the social media platforms, YouTube is still the most developed and mature. They have a revenue share model in a way that maybe actually most of the others do not. Twitch has something similar, but it's more driven by tips that the fans and audience members give. Whereas YouTube, while they have something similar, a majority of that revenue is from advertising revenue that YouTube actually shares with the content creators.
Great insight there. So you say you help content creators monetize content. Are you sort of like a talent agency? What do you do?
In some ways, yes, talent agency. Sometimes you could see us as almost like an advertising agency. Sometimes we also do a lot of DRM, so we help them manage their copyrights. So, you know, basically on the YouTube platform, we make sure that they've optimized their channel so they could continue to grow their audience, but also then make as much money as they could given the amount of views that they're receiving.
So each channel, I suppose, is looking for a different sort of, provides a different sort of opportunity for content creators. You know, you touched a little bit about some channels that are more attuned to tips, for example. So if you look at rising channels, or if you look at Weibo and Tencent and TikTok, and what strikes you as, what's the new wave of what people want?
Sure. Yeah, there's actually a ton of mobile video apps, right? There's Instagram, there's TikTok, the list goes on and on. And our company, just looking back from the past couple years, sometimes we look to other social media platforms to find influencers there, and maybe they aren't able to monetize as well on those other platforms. Mm. So we help them also establish a YouTube channel presence in addition to growing their other social media platforms. Mm. And really, the more followers you have across all the platforms, that's when also opportunities arise with brands and ad agencies that, you know, have influencer marketing initiatives that want to sponsor your video or maybe give you a product to talk about and that sort of thing. So we help facilitate those as well. Mm.
As part of VidCon this year, this theme was discussed, learning how to succeed with online video in Asia. Mm-hmm. What are some key takeaways? What do Asians want to watch online?
Well, Asians want to watch a lot of different things, especially in Southeast Asia. We're noticing Southeast Asia has a really large young population, and they're all starting to get smartphones now. So in places like Indonesia, Instagram is by far the most popular. And so we've actually found a lot of popular Instagram creators who, you know, had videos that kind of went viral. And when they go viral on Facebook, but they also go viral on YouTube. So what we do is we also help track down all of those unauthorized uploads, and then we are able to copyright claim them and then actually collect revenue on their behalf.
So lots of things are going viral.
Yes.
But it seems it's the time of video.
Yes.
Right? It used to be the static posts and the pictures, and now it's all about video.
Yes.
And we're seeing shorter lengths take off?
Yes. So with these mobile video platforms like TikTok and Instagram, I think the key difference between maybe, I would say, 5-10 years ago, where it was more using Facebook on a desktop or watching YouTube on a desktop, with these smartphones, it's actually getting easier and easier to create content. All you need is, you know, 15 seconds. And then with TikTok, you don't even need to talk. You could just lip sync to your favorite song, and you might have a 15-second video that might end up going viral.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I look at these channels and influencers on YouTube, and I'm a content creator, right? So I'm all about, you know, the depth.
You're an influencer.
I hope so. I'm looking at the depth and the actual stuff, the heart and guts of the content. And sometimes I think, you know, there seems to be very little there, and I wonder if they're popular because they're on YouTube. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the place to be right now, and because they were there early, slapping on makeup or trying on anything, it's because you're in the right place at the right time that contributes to the popularity.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree to that to a certain degree. I think YouTube is the destination. All videos kind of at some point, if they're popular, will end up on YouTube. Now, the discovery could be Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. So that's kind of what we talk about. You got to properly utilize all the social media platforms, because that becomes kind of the discovery tool for your fans or your, you know, fans you don't have yet. And then oftentimes the destination becomes YouTube, because it just holds all the videos. And like I said, it still has the best monetization system in place.
Okay. Is content still king though?
Yes, I would agree to that, because, I mean, if you look at all the research that's coming out, especially amongst young people, the amount of time being spent on mobile phones is continuing to go up over the last 10 or so years. But if you look at the amount of time being spent watching TV or on the PC, it actually has remained the same. Mm. So time spent on mobile actually doesn't take away from time spent on other devices. It's actually just growing in of itself.
So you're also content creator yourself, right, for Collab Asia, because I went to your YouTube channel and I saw some full episodes of, you know, very beautiful go-go girl dances in their own sort of series.
That was actually back in 2011, so which is quite a bit long time ago. So YouTube had a program called the Original Channel Initiative. So they were actually funding original content. So I had the opportunity of producing two web series that were funded by YouTube, and this is back in 2011, something actually no one has really asked me about in several years. So thank you for unearthing.
Yay for research.
Research, yeah.
Because I looked at that and I thought, you know, back to that point of whether or not content is king, you could see why that would be very popular. I mean, it's great eye candy, right? Beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. What? There's nothing to debate there in terms of watchability. So I'm keen to pick your brains on what you think goes viral based on what you've done and what you've seen.
Well, for viral videos, I mean, comedy always works well, right? And it could be something that's like a short comedy skit. This is, you know, people are doing this all the time with Instagram. And but then also, it could be kind of those moments that were unplanned as well, right? Maybe like, I don't know, with like a cute baby interacting with a dog.
Authentic moments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing with these mobile devices. I mean, when I was, you know, a teenager growing up, I remember a Hi8 video camera, which I wasn't going to carry around with me everywhere I go.
It was huge.
Yeah. But then nowadays, everyone has like a 4K HD video camera all in their pocket. So if something does happen or something, there's a funny or authentic moment that pops up, then, you know, you have several people ready to capture it.
So we've discussed how on social media, online video in particular is king. Mm-hmm. What is the future of celebrity-driven social marketing as you see it?
One trend that we see in the United States and starting to happen a little bit in Korea is podcasts. Podcasts are becoming really popular with celebrities. People like Joe Rogan.
They all want my job, basically.
Yeah. Well, they're maybe not as good as you. I mean, they're because, again, some of these celebrities are not journalists, and some of them, you know, probably have no business be doing podcasts, but it's so easy now, right? And that's the other thing with podcasts. Just like these mobile video platforms, it's easier than ever to just start a podcast. All you need, honestly, I mean, there's an app that you can get for your iPad using a microphone, and you just need a quiet room. So we're seeing that quite a bit in America, and I think that's, again, a sign of how much easier and easier and easier it is to start becoming a content creator.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Eugene Choi. He is CEO of Collab Asia. What do content creators need to know about the future of monetizing content is what we're talking about today. Do you think content creators need to understand and maximize their ability to monetize their content? How would you rate that awareness now?
I think it's a lot better than it was, you know, 6-7 years ago. Because now, I mean, maybe even 10 years ago, most people didn't even know that you could make money doing what you love, right? And people know that you can make money on YouTube. And now people know you can also make money on Instagram with sponsored posts. But I think maybe in terms of knowing how that money comes in and what to do, that's maybe the biggest challenge for a lot of these content creators, and that's kind of where we come in. We help advise them. We take a look at their content. We look at their audience, and then we find the different options that are available to them to, you know, better monetize what they're doing.
So let's pick your brains in that regard.
Sure.
Is it all about growing your audience before you attempt to monetize, or can you do both simultaneously?
You could do both simultaneously. In fact, I think the people in our experience that have done well are the people that, I mean, of course they care about the monetization, but they're just doing what they love. They want to create content. They want to express themselves because, you know, you may not go viral and start making money for, you know, maybe 4 or 5 months. Meanwhile, I meet a lot of people who are, let's say, some sort of celebrity or have a lot of followers on Instagram, and then they want to go to YouTube and start making videos. And they give up after a month because they're too impatient. So I think it's definitely the people that, even if they weren't making a lot of money, probably would be doing this. Though, you know, those are the people that always do well.
Absolutely. You need that drive, I think.
Yes.
For creative content. So your Series B funding round was led by Gorilla Private Equity. You've raised $7.5 million in Series B funding. Gorilla Private Equity Korea leading that. Why did they want to come on board?
They also recognize that, you know, the media industry was changing. And they're based in Korea. And one of their investors in their fund is actually a Korean actor, Pae Young-jun. He made a name for himself in television. Now, Gorilla, in our meetings with them, they recognize that it's still the early days of the digital media industry. You know, there are still different media companies popping up, different platforms, and different companies like ourselves that are trying to create a unique business model and make sense of it all.
So Collab Asia grew out of Collab Inc. That's a U.S.-based company.
Yes.
The two will separate. What does this mean for content creators in Asia?
So actually, we spun off in 2017. So we initially started as just kind of the Asia department within this company in downtown L.A., and that's where I'm from, Los Angeles. And, you know, we were doing a lot of different things. And then meanwhile, we just saw that the opportunity was growing in Asia. And there were more and more content creators coming online. And initially, we were just focused on, Korea and Japan. But then we noticed that in places like Southeast Asia, you started seeing these social media stars pop up. And so that's when in 2017, we decided, okay, it makes sense to spin it off as a separate company because we're going to need local staff. We're going to need local operations in the different countries that we're in to properly, you know, meet these people, work with these people, and help them realize their full potential.
So in terms of expansion plans, here you are in Singapore. And is this your regional hub?
It's our regional hub when it comes to engaging and working with brands. So Singapore, well, and to a certain degree also Southeast Asia. Our offices in Southeast Asia, it is obviously much easier to work. I do business in Singapore. There's a lot of these programs, great programs, and support from, you know, the government and the country. And Also, every major ad agency and every major company usually has their Asia regional headquarters in Singapore. And so for us, that's a big priority for next year, is matching our content creators and influencers with brands who are increasingly wanting to do more digital and influencer marketing and actually do more, what we see, more region-wide campaigns.
And for the businesses listening in, what is the future of branded content?
I think, well, nowadays, especially in places like the United States and even in Korea, they're getting a little bit more strict as to properly marking your post as being hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored, which, you know, might prove to be challenging for some people because there could be some backlash to these content creators because, you know, they're being seen as just, you know, selling out or doing a commercial. But in fact, I think what's going to happen is it's going to force content creators and it's going to force brands to work harder, number one, to be smarter about how they do branded content and to be more clever, because at the end of the day, we see enough ads all day long, right? We don't want to be exposed to even more ads when we're, you know, scrolling through our Instagram feed. The smart brands and the smart creators, what they do is not only, I guess, convey the marketing message, but then maybe do it in an authentic way, but do it in kind of a clever, memorable way. So I think it's definitely going to force the brands and content creators to be a little bit smarter about how they do it.
For sure. Authentic, be clever, be creative, mm-hmm. and preferably be funny too.
Yeah, that always helps.
Oh my goodness me. Okay, we love to leave people with a little bit of workable, you know, takeaways, key takeaways. So our topic is, you know, what content creators need to know about the future of monetizing content, but where can they start today?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody nowadays are consumers of social media. So really, to, you know, it's really important to see what those trends are, right? I meet people all the time that come to me and say, hey, I want to start a YouTube channel. I want to start monetizing tomorrow. And I ask them, well, what kind of channel do you want? Like, who do you follow? Because who do you want to model yourself after? And they say, oh, I don't watch YouTube. Well, it makes no sense. If you can't do YouTube if you don't watch YouTube, because you need to know what works and what doesn't work. That's not something that we're going to tell you every single day and lecture to you. And that goes for other platforms as well, you know, on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, what have you. I think it's important to, I guess, benchmark some of these other content creators that maybe you feel like you're similar to or you want to model yourself after. I think that's really important.
Great advice. It's been a pleasure meeting you and talking to you. Thank you for coming by.
Great. Thank you.
Eugene Choi is CEO of Collab Asia.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.